This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
I thought we were back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, be involved in the conversation. You know, we got a lot going on. A lot of things happening out there. And, you know, here's the deal. I know you got 3,000 other stations you can listen to, but you've chosen this one. And I'm very excited you did. I really am. But it doesn't, you know, sometimes you've got to get engaged. You get engaged in the conversation. I don't care whether it's through email. We've got a live chat room going on up on the website. You can find it at therealside.com. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. There's a million ways you could do this. And make a count, too. So the, and Michael Hauser will join me at the bottom of the hour. He's going to explain to me. He will explain to me the libertarian viewpoint on why I'm wrong. Does it all the time. I got kind of thick to it. So the story, the biggest story of the day, the one that they've just been pounding on forever, real quick, is Mr. Obama's inability to talk. I mean, how he paid $400 in ransom. No, I mean, he paid $400 million. I'm so confused. He paid $400 million to the Iranians that we owed them. Right? Yeah, down payment, my butt. But of everything else going on, first of all, one of the hostages, yeah, and I did say hostages because it's real. One of the hostages came out and said that it was ransom. And the proof was, he said that they wouldn't let the plane, the Iranian military would not let the plane take off until the ransom money was on the ground in the unmarked plane. Now give that some thought. On the ground in the, why, if one had nothing to do with the other? I'm so confused. If one had nothing to do with the other, then why were they waiting for the plane on one to get to the other? Doesn't make any sense, right? U.S.-Iranian hostage Abedini says that Iran held the plane on the tarmac. These are his words. Until the ransom money plane arrived. Now again, one had nothing to do with the other. What a coincidence! Can you imagine those guys should buy lottery tickets? Can you imagine, right, the odds of one plane landing and the other plane just happened to get the okay to take off right after that plane landed, and the money was checked? Samuel Abedini, he said, I just remember the night at the airport, sitting for hours and hours. Well, I don't think it takes hours to fuel a plane that size. He said, I asked police, why are you not letting this go? He told me, we're waiting for another plane, and if that plane take off, we're going to let you go. I don't even know what that means, not even English. Trish Reagan says, so you slept there at the airport? Abedini says, yes, for the night. They told us you're going to be there for 20 minutes, but it took hours and hours. And I asked him, why you don't let us go again? He said, because their pilot was there. Their pilot was, God, they wrote this terribly. everyone was there to leave the country, and he said that we're waiting for another plane. So if that plane doesn't come, they won't let us go. So if it wasn't, so if it wasn't ransom, why did their freedom depend on the other plane showing up? Another lie from the most transparent, untransparent. I mean, just. Hey, these guys are just the biggest set of liars and thieves that we've ever seen in American history. I don't care what you think. I don't care what side you're on. The lie is the lie. And this is why we can't get along, and we're getting further apart. You know, Democrats and Republicans, we're getting further apart. We can't talk to each other. We don't trust each other. This is why. Whether you like it or not, this is why. All right. Let's get to Hillary and her games. Her lying games again. I don't know if you guys remember this story. It goes way back. And Mother Teresa was at a function with, it was at a prayer breakfast with Hillary Clinton. You know, she's such a wonderful woman. She cares about so many people. Now, she was moved by her meeting with Mother Teresa back in 1994. And Mother Teresa delivered a no-holds-barred pro-life speech at the National Prayer Breakfast. While Clinton was there and her pro-abortion husband, you know, when you have that, when you have as many affairs as he does, you'd have to be pro-abortion. You know, although, yeah, never mind. Al and Tipper Gore were there as well. Hillary Clinton talked about being summoned afterward by Mother Teresa and working with her to establish a Mother Teresa home for the for infant children. Takes nothing away from what Hillary Clinton may have contributed to this noble project. But remember what Mother Teresa said to many power brokers assembled there at the Hilton Hotel. Now, they were there. Think about this. Right? These were all donors to the Democratic Party. Big buck people. She went on to say, I feel that the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion. Everybody in the room dropped their forks. Because it's a war against the child. A direct killing of innocent child. Murder by mother herself. Oh, this gets better. We'll deal with this inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Call me Cuban Pete, I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
We are back.
I'm Cuban Pete.
Although I like this stuff. Yeah. Always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can be involved in all kinds of conversation up there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. So you can discuss that to them as well. Discuss all these issues with them as well. If you don't like what I'm saying, you might like what they're saying. And they are smarter than I am, I'm telling you. Truly. You know, somebody was just commenting on, and I noticed it tonight, Facebook again has changed their process. All right? And so what's happened is you can't reach as many people because of the way they've changed their algorithms again. I don't know if that's what conservatives and liberals are like, but I belong to a large conservative group that started tonight complaining about it, and I took a look, and I remember just taking a nosedive in one day. I can't believe I teed off that many people, turned them all off that fast in one night. I just don't buy it. So, I don't know. They, you know, they've got us. There's not much we can do about it. Seriously, you get the message out. We do the best we can. But it's really sad. It really is sad and irritating. Anyway, back to the stories here. So Hillary was at, like I said, a prayer breakfast. I think it was back in 1994. All excited, Mother Teresa was being there. Real honor to meet her and all that. I wonder if Mother Teresa knew that her daughter left school because she was she didn't like what the Sunday school teacher said about abortion, you know? So think about this. You've got Mother Teresa, a very simple woman, in a room filled with heavy hitters, big money heavy hitters. And she talks to them and she says, she says, I feel that the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion, because it's the war against the child, a direct killing of an innocent child, murder by the mother herself. I don't know if they waited for them to show up with the oxygen for Hillary or not. I'm not sure. They went on to say, but I feel that the greatest destroyer of peace today is, I'm sorry, wrong one. And if we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another? How do we persuade a woman not to have an abortion? As always, we must persuade her with love. Now, you've heard me say this a million times on this show. I wouldn't make abortion illegal. It doesn't fix anything. Right? We need to teach people how valuable they are to themselves, to God, to the family. When you start teaching people that they have value, real value, not this garbage we've instilled in our kids to think that they... That the world revolves around them, you'll see this mindset change on its own. For my Christian friends, remember we had 10 commandments. And finally God said, what is wrong with you people? You can't follow 10 lousy commandments? And then Jesus gave you 2, right? Because he said all the others hinge off of these. Just do these 2 things and we're good. So, as always, she said, we must persuade her with love, and we remind ourselves that love means to be willing to give until it hurts. Jesus gave even his life to love us. So the mother who's thinking of abortion should be helped to love. That is, to give until it hurts her plans, or her free time, or to respect the life of her child, the father of that child. Whoever he is must also give until it hurts. By abortion, the mother does not learn to love, but kills even her own child to solve her problems. I want you to think about this. You got all these heavy hitters out there. Most of them are probably donors to the Clintons and the Clinton, charities. You got Billy and Hillary sitting there. You have Alan Tipper sitting on the other side. Alan Tipper sitting on the other side. And they've got to be gnawing on their arms to get out of there. So she said, and by abortion, the father is told that he does not have to take any responsibility at all for the child he has brought into the world. That father is likely to put other women into the same trouble, so abortion just leads to more abortion. Any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what they want. This is why the greatest destroyer of love and peace is abortion. Now, the writer says, I wasn't there, but another author in the Wall Street Journal columnist, Peggy Noonan, was there. Here's what she wrote later on that day. She said, well, silence... cool, deep silence in the cool room, cool round cavern for just about 1.3 seconds. Then applause started on the right hand of the side of the room and spread and deepened. And now the room was swept with people applauding. And they would not stop for what I believe was about 5 or 6 minutes. As they clapped, they began to stand in another way from right to left in the room and then down the center. But not everyone applauded. The president, the first lady, seated with a few feet from Mother Teresa on the dais, were not applauding. Boy, do they got cojones, huh? Nor were the vice president and Mrs. Gore. They looked like scared little statuettes. They glistened in the lights and moved not a muscle, looking at the speaker, You know, like they were upset. Noonan goes on to say, I claim no insight into Hillary Clinton's heart or soul, but as she made clear yesterday, she takes her Methodist faith seriously, especially John Wesley's famous admonition to, now just because somebody says it doesn't mean to live it, doesn't mean they believe it. But I'll just read this through for you. She said, John Wesley says, and she believes that Hillary tries to live by it, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, in all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. Now, what I believe that Hillary does use this, she just does it in the negative. Do all the bad you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, to at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you can, screw as many as you can. That's what I believe she uses as a mantra. Now, Secretary Clinton quipped that that's a tall order, followed by, and of course, one of the interpretive problems with it is, who defines good? Well, thank you, Jesus, you don't, Hillary. See, because that's that mindset of the left that whatever they believe to be good, whatever they believe is good and should be enacted, and whatever the right believes is wrong and should be trashed. So thank God she's not the deity. I know she thinks she is, but she's not. Michael Hauser joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
All right, hold on, we're going in. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll just get right to it because I always love when he's on the show with me. Michael Housen joins me, as he does every week, to give me the libertarian point of view, kind of try to straighten me out. But I'm a little older than him, much more stubborn. And I have much more hair. So anyway, Michael, thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, man. Thank you so much.
Well, we'll have some fun. I'm sure we'll have some fun with this tonight. I don't care. You know, I know you're going to razz me about this later on, but here's the deal. I know that Trump looks like he's self-exploding to some people, or imploding, or whatever you want to call it. But I still can't. You would have to kill me, possess my body, and take me to the poll to get me to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I totally agree.
You know, and there's people on the right that are saying, yeah, but we got Gary Johnson. No, actually, when you go out and start looking at Gary Johnson stuff, he's not that much different than she is. He may not be the crook she is. I don't mean that part of it. But when you hear his viewpoint on, let's just talk about where ISIS is at, how we should be fighting overseas, really what the Second Amendment is about here. No, he doesn't want to take your guns away, but, yeah, they need to be regulated to a degree. What does to a degree mean? I mean, I would want to hear the specific points. That, all of that said, he doesn't stand a chance anyhow, but go ahead.
Fair enough. A couple comments. Number one, if Gary Johnson indeed isn't that far away from Hillary Clinton, whatever that difference is, Donald Trump at least splits it, number one.
Right.
Okay. Consistently polling, the number one issue to most Americans is economic. It's their pocketbooks. It's the economy, stupid, number one. Right?
Yeah.
Number two is national security issues. Did you watch the Libertarian Town Hall last night?
No, I did not, but I want to come back to what you said a second ago, which I just went right by me at a million miles an hour earlier. Right. People are concerned about the economy. You saw tonight in a poll that he got higher marks than her when it came to the economy. Hillary did.
Wait, okay. Who's he?
Donald Trump.
Got higher marks than Hillary?
Yeah, that people trust him and believe he could turn the economy around better than Hillary could. However, when it came to who people felt comfortable being in charge of the button, so to speak, he tanked. He was at 19%. She was at like 65%.
Right.
So go ahead.
Frankly, neither of those are surprising.
Okay.
Especially people that don't know any specifics about what Donald Trump's business success or lack of success has been. You know, he's got a big net worth. lots of gold on the chair that he sits on. So obviously he's successful, certainly more successful, you know, quote, than I am. So he's definitely going to help.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, there are, well, according to Forbes, there's only a few hundred people on the planet that have a higher net worth than he does.
Wow.
300 and some. So
I think it's only, I think there's only a few hundred people on the planet that actually have less money than I do. So I guess we're kind of in the same boat.
Well, my point is that people just make that instant connection.
Right. I hear you.
So that being said, one of the most interesting exchange to me, I watched the debate last night, because there's absolutely no way I can vote for Hillary. I am almost never Trump in my inability to consider voting for Donald Trump, but I'd like to be able to vote for someone, right?
Right.
So I watched this thing, to kind of get the picture. I mean, I've read some bunch of stuff in this and that. But the most interesting exchange to me is a Bernie Sanders guy, because what would happen is Anderson Cooper emceed the deal. So Anderson Cooper would introduce somebody. You know, this is Joe Messina. He lives in the Los Angeles area. He is a constitutional conservative. He's unhappy with Donald Trump. He's likely to vote for Trump, but he does want to ask you a question. And that was the setup for that kind of thing, right?
Right.
So this particular case, this guy's a Bernie Sanders supporter who absolutely loathes Hillary Clinton. He's considering sitting out the top of the ticket process. Why should he vote for you? And the guy just said, yeah, hey, and the guy explained it. And so Johnson was very interesting. He said, well, here's the deal, is that Bernie Sanders and I agree on about 75% of the thing. And one of those things is that the political system dominated by the two parties in Washington, D.C. is self-serving. I mean, I'm summarizing here, but he said it's self-serving, it's utterly corrupt, and it's primarily intended to advance re-elections than it is significant improvement for the lives of Americans, which you and I would agree with probably,
right.
Joe, right?
Yep.
He also said, and so he listed some stuff in such a general way that it was impossible to disagree with. And then he said, now, here are the parts where Bernie Sanders and I significantly disagree is on the economy. And then Johnson laid out a defense of free market capitalism and an indictment of crony capitalism that was so beautiful, talking about equality of opportunity and why he and Weld is that for them is the critical linchpin of their entire system. And it was, I tell you what, man, there were a few things that I did not like about the town hall. I mean, they spent way too much time talking about pot. I didn't like the way they only partially responded to issues related to Black Lives Matter. But for the most part, it was the first town hall-ish type of exchange that I can remember in months and months and months that I was like, you know what? This was good stuff.
I'd like to see them do a round table. And that's different than a forum. You know that. I would love to see them do a round table type of thing. I don't care if Johnson's there or not. I mean, he would definitely lend a different spin to things. He would probably force Hillary to have to deal differently with her answers too. But then it's not just one against the other. You'd have a little gray areas there that they'd all have to deal with. But the round,
you mean a round table between Johnson, Clinton, and Trump?
Yeah, I'd let all three in. That wouldn't bother on a round table scenario. It wouldn't bother me. Because people have to be on their toes, they have to be ready to answer, and there's a back and forth. In a forum, there isn't. You've got the Coopers of the world or whoever throwing a question at Trump, throwing a question at so-and-so. The next question is for you, Senator, and that question is for you, Secretary. It's boring as hell.
Right.
You know, the forum's a little different. It's more conversational. And frankly, I've done forums with people. I've emceed forums. And people let their guard down because it's a conversation.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I love it when they screw up, like biting them.
Right.
So, anyhow, yeah, it's a whole different feel. So,
Yeah, I'd be, well, here's the thing. that's quite interesting to me about that is that Johnson is a pretty unknown quantity, of course. Whereas, I mean, name recognition and understanding for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, if it's not 99.8%, that just means somebody's lying. Everybody knows. I mean, it would be impossible to be of majority age in America and not have heard those names.
Right. No,
don't you think?
Oh, no, listen. I haven't found anybody yet who doesn't know or hasn't heard of, I won't say no, but hasn't heard of Gary Johnson. Now, most people have to go do a little homework and find out, you know, what he's voted on, what he was like, what he's been in, that kind of thing. But other than that, I agree with you. I think they're either lying or they've been in a coma for the last 20 years. I don't know which. But,
right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I do agree with you. Hey, you know, I've been writing about, I'm really going off in the left field with you for a second. I've been writing about the Hillary Clinton, or the Clinton's hit list, or Clinton Mafia, whatever you want to call it. So I did a whole piece on the 50 people that were somehow associated with her, that have been killed, disappeared, had weird deaths, like, you know, the guy who had the motorcycle accident and died in an accident, but the motorcycle had no scratches on it, you know, that kind of thing.
So I didn't even know about that.
Oh, please. The guy that got in the airplane accident, he plowed the plane into the side of a mountain. That was the cause of death. However, when the guy did an autopsy on him, the coroner, without knowing he wasn't supposed to, he found a bullet hole in the back of the guy's head. So either the guy had been shot in Vietnam and healed and everything was fine, or something else happened. So you look at all these and you kind of go, yeah, okay, sure, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then I did Bill's indiscretions. And that was a lot of fun, too. Let me tell you what.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so they're up on my website if you ever want to go grab them and read them. But okay. People now have been sending me every night, they're sending me a link to another story about somebody else that has died that was getting ready to rat out the Clintons. This is almost becoming... anyway, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I just get a kick out of it. I'm not a conspiracy guy. I want to get your thoughts on it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. And there's a live chat room going on where you can... he's probably listening or will listen later on. And I'm not making fun of him. I just think it's funny. You know, people don't realize that the show goes back out on different stations at different times. They always think it's live for whatever... It's kind of hard for me to be up 24/7, people, okay? So there was a fellow that was looking for the chat room, sends me an email at like, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. Where's the chat room? Well, the chat room's gone to bed, buddy, okay? And everybody that was in it is probably in bed at that particular point in time. So apparently there is a station that's out at midnight, 1 or 2 in the morning, and God bless them. Thank you for having me on there. I don't have a problem with that. I just thought it was kind of funny when he was saying, hey, where's the chat room? Okay, well, guess what? It's gone. Michael Hallison joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate the time he's with me here. And, Michael, thanks for being with me.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on, man. Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege.
Ooh, Harry, you set your sights way too low, buddy. So what I need to do is get you to run the show for me at 2 o'clock in the morning so people don't feel slighted with the chat room. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I could be your 21-hour-a-day chat room monitor guy. And here's the thing, is that the level of discourse and the quality of conversation and the syntax used would result in such a blowback during the 3 hours that you're monitoring it.
Yeah, you'd get them riled up, wouldn't you?
Why is every single comment in the chat room go to houserules.us?
I don't. There you go. Yeah, right. Oh, you wouldn't be able to get through because it like automatically ban you. I think we ban words like that. House rules, house, that kind of stuff. The Facebook did it to us again. I don't, you know, I'm almost afraid to say anything. So they pull down videos of mine. Okay, I love how
they did.
Yeah, they yes. They now they're up to one or two a day now. They're pretty consistent, and then I have to go fight them. Right, but here's the deal: they never say because you're using this content. At least YouTube now just started saying. You use this song, and we can remove it, and then you can, you know, we'll put it back up for you. Okay, we'll remove it. So Facebook, though, is now pulling them, saying it's a TOC violation. But they don't tell you what it is. So they've done that. And then number two, as of today, they changed some algorithm. So now the show doesn't hit as many people as it used to. And at first, I thought it was me. I figured, all right, I'm taking a nosedive. I'm done. We're finished on Friday. And I get a message from some of my compadres in the business going, hey, anybody notice they're having the same exact problems I am? So I don't know if they're doing it to the conservatives again. Maybe the liberals are still flying high. I don't know. But I guess this Facebook Live did a lot more than they expected it to do, and they didn't know what to do about it.
Well, everybody's doing Facebook Live. I mean, My Facebook notifications are nothing more than every single person I'm friends with doing Facebook Live every second of the day. It's like, hey, I do want to see you feed your dog again. You know.
I know. Don't you hate that? I went to this ice cream place. I tried these seven shoes on. Check this out. Take a look at this. I don't want to. Listen, ladies, I know you all have pretty feet. I get that, right? But how many pictures can you put up showing me you're in a lounge chair at the beach? I get a picture from your ankles to your toes out to the water. I don't care. Okay, just let's be clear about it. I don't care. So I always got a kick out of that. Going, what is wrong with these people? Anyway, okay, enough about the beach.
Well, let me ask you, something came up. There's a question that
I
wanted to
ask. No, I don't paint my toes. No.
Do you think the $400 million was a pay-to-play?
Yes.
Was a ransom?
Yes.
Or do you think it was just coincidence?
No. If you would be an avid listener of the show in the last segment, in the last hour, I actually read one of the people that were on the plane, one of the hostages.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
I saw that guy on Greta earlier.
Okay, they were
I was doing show prep. I did show prep for 4 hours before coming on here.
See, that's why. For me, you've got something wrong with you. But he was on the plane 20 hours. They actually slept on the plane. And he said when they went out there, they were only supposed to be in the tarmac, or they told them they were only going to be out there like 20 minutes. And he said he kept asking the police officer that was there, hey, you know, when do we get to leave? When do we get to leave? They said, when the other plane lands. When the other plane is on the ground, and that other plane was the plane with the $400 million in it. Now, I was going to talk about that, but I ran out of time. Did you hear President Obama talking about that today, how he said, infuriating, the reason we had to pay them by cash is because the laws in the United States wouldn't allow us to give them a check. And I'm thinking, you don't give them a check, you moron. Nobody uses a check anymore. And then he went on to say, must have heard me, you can't wire money to Iran, so we couldn't do it that way. So we had to wire money to those other states, the other countries, and to go pick up the dollars. And I'm thinking, why couldn't you just wire it all to one country, and then they could wire it from there to Iran?
As if there's no national Iranian bank account in the Jersey Islands or in Liechtenstein or Switzerland.
Bunch of lies. Nothing but lies. We can't get the truth out of anybody that is either in or was affiliated with this organization, known as the Obama-Clinton Mafia. They can't find the truth with both hands, Michael.
No, the bit that I heard him say is that it was not done in secret. It was totally above board and public. And I'm like, if you happen to be in the unmarked hangar with the lights off at whatever o'clock in the morning, yeah, it was totally in the open.
But that guy coming out and say, God bless him for doing that too. That guy coming out and say that the cop actually told them, and I guess he was a police officer there, not a military guy. They could not leave the ground until that other plane was on the ground and they knew what was in it. So that doesn't. I'm not a well-educated guy, right? But that doesn't sound like coincidence to me. That doesn't sound like the timing just happened to come together. One had nothing to do with the other. Well, if one had nothing to do with the other, see you later. Sayonara. Have a nice day. Let them guys go 20 minutes after they get to the airport.
Exactly.
So, now, this has been nothing but a lie. You know, I keep going back to, do you remember when Kerry was running against Bush and he got caught with a hot mic saying, these guys are nothing but a bunch of thieves and crooks, and he was talking about Bush and crew?
Right.
Okay. Isn't it funny? Turn that around. That's the group he belongs to. They're nothing but a bunch of thieves and crooks. And I'd even go one step further with you. Remember when Obama was giving his little speech about how unqualified Donald Trump was?
Right.
I played it here, and I said, look, he must have been looking in the mirror when he wrote this speech. Everything he says is him. He's just too dull to figure it out. Yeah, I'll give you some time.
No, you're absolutely right. There's nothing more to say about that.
No, but he's talking about it, and I'm thinking, my God, if it was a different voice using these same words, you would think they were talking about Obama. But when Obama's using the words and he's talking about it, you're sitting there going, oh, my God. He must have said, I need a speech. What can I say about Trump? And he looked over and saw the mirror, and he goes, yeah, he's a real piece of work. And then he started off from there. So, anyway, no, I'm afraid that we've hit that corruption point where it's going to be a hellacious fight to win this country back.
Yeah, I don't know if it's happening, man. And neither of these two candidates are going to be a panacea to that. The divide is just going to be worse and worse. Regardless of which one wins, there's going to be more infighting on either side of the divide, on both sides, on the same side of that particular divide. And I am not at all confident. In fact, earlier today I gave up altogether and I started writing short stories and poetry.
That'll work out well. I have one fear, and I don't want to use it as a catch-all for everything, and I really do believe this. If Hillary Clinton gets in and she does get to appoint four justices, Supreme Court justices, this country won't look anything like it even does today over the next 25 years. I firmly believe that.
You know what? Did you go check out Ian Tuttle's editorial that he wrote today on National Review about that? He pointed out a couple things. Do you realize that there have been 12 decisions in the last 7 years that have gone unanimously against the Obama administration, and that's with the so-called balanced court?
Okay.
Tuttle's point is that, he makes several points. Number one is...
You only got about a minute, so hurry up.
David Souter was supposed to have been a good guy. So just because somebody we think going in is a good guy, that doesn't necessarily mean he'll remain that.
Right.
And his other point is that, you know, for all of the sky is falling talk about Hillary putting people in, you know, Elena Kagan and Ginsburg have sided with Thomas and even with Scalia and what's the Italian guy's name?
Really? Seriously? Anyway.
Unanimously 12 times. So it's not...
Yeah, but 12 out of what? But 12 out of what? 1,200 cases? Anyway. Hey, we got to go. Quickly, where can I find you?
At MP House on Twitter, MPHAUS, and House Rules, HAUSRules.US on the web. That's my site.
Or right now at Starbucks. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go far because I want to hear from you tomorrow, too. Don't get stupid. Have a great rest of the day.